Today, I'm bringing you a journal prompt that aims to add a bit more joy to your writing practice. If you start to ever feel like your writing is a chore, then you should give this prompt a try. Here we go. Welcome to Mom Writes First, the podcast that helps busy moms reach their writing goals. I'm Jen Larimore. I'm a mom of five, a lawyer turned life coach, and I'm writing my very first book. I want to help you reach your writing goals too. If you're a mom who wants to jumpstart her journey as a writer, then you have to head over to my website, momfirstcoaching.com, and take the free quiz there. That quiz is going to show you how to take your mom superpower, you know, that characteristic that makes you an absolutely incredible mom to your kids, and then leverage that characteristic so that you can reach your writing goals. Again, the website is momfirstcoaching.com/quiz. Now on to today's episode. Welcome to Mom Writes First. I'm so glad that you're here. Today, I'm sharing with you a few coaching questions that you can journal on in order to help you to enjoy writing again. Have you ever noticed how it's so easy for us as moms to turn our writing goals into just another item on a never-ending to-do list? When this happens, I feel like it's such a travesty, and I'll be the first to admit that I have writing on my calendar and on Todoist for every single day. But I know that when I'm feeling like I'm dreading the time to write and not willing to truly prioritize it, I know that things are not headed in the correct direction. And when that happens, rather than doubling down on and grinding out a few more pages or a chapter in my book, I think it's time to take a step back and play instead. It's time to have some fun. And this is just one of the many ways in which I am different from all the other mindset coaches for writers that are out there. Because what they are telling you is to be more productive so that you can write your book. And what I am telling you is to make it fun so that you can write your book. It's in that spirit that I bring you today's journal prompts, which are designed to help coach you into infusing a bit more joy in your writing. I do these podcast episodes for you in order to help coach you so that you can reach your goals. My goal with this podcast, and particularly with these podcast episodes where I give you journal prompts, is to provide you with a mechanism by which you can support yourself in reaching those goals. And that's because I know that not everybody can hire a coach to personally help them to reach their goals. I think everyone who can hire one should, of course. I know that I get faster, better, quicker, more efficient results when I hire a coach. I know the process is less painful for me when I hire a coach. So what I want to do with these prompts is give you the wisdom, the tools, the things that I have seen work with my clients, the strategies that we're using in coaching sessions in order to help you to reach your own goals, in order to provide you with a method to coach yourself via a journaling practice. Here's how this works. I'm going to give you the questions, which are journal prompts that you can write about. You can answer them in any order that you like. Number one, what makes writing fun and joyful for you? Number two, what stops writing from being fun? Number three, what would have to happen for you to look forward to writing each day? Number four, think about a time when you loved to write. Maybe it was when you were a child. If you sat down to write with that child, what advice would they give you? Five, imagine yourself a year from now. You've reached all the writing goals that you had set for yourself this year. And what's more, you have reached them with ease. Imagine yourself as that human, that incredible writer who has reached her goals for 2024. Have her write a letter to you today. What advice does she give you? And number six, finally, make a list of anything you can do right now to make it more fun when you write. It doesn't have to be reasonable or realistic. It can be silly and even trivial. We're not looking for the penultimate strategy here. We're looking for steps that you can do today to help to make your writing a little bit more fun right now. The idea behind these journaling prompts and these separate episodes for you is to really allow you to take some time and space and get some support around coaching yourself. They're meant to provide you with support, and they're meant to empower you to reach your goals. Because if I know anything from coaching the hundreds of hours that I've coached, is that when you are empowered to reach your goals, when you go out there and you have the support and the backing to really achieve, I know that big things happen. I know that you show up with confidence. I know that you show up and you have your own back. I know that you show up in a way that is meaningful to yourself, but also to others. And we need more women who are going to set that kind of an example for themselves, for other women, and for their kids. You're incredible. Get out there and write. Hey, it's Jen here. Listen, if this podcast resonates with you, then would you please do me a favor? Number one, share it with somebody else. It's up to each of us to empower each other on this journey. And that's one of the values that I am trying really hard to live into as part of this podcast. So please, if this podcast resonates with you, share it with a friend who it might help to. Number two, it would mean so much to me if you would leave me a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, because that will help other people find this show too. Third and finally, I want to invite you to get signed up for my absolutely free newsletter. Not spam, it's not salesy. I just want to support you in your writing goals. Head over to momfirstcoaching.com and you'll find a link there where you can easily sign up. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. In case nobody has told you today, you are a beautiful, resourceful, whole, creative human being. You are not broken. You are an incredible writer. Keep on writing. I will see you next time.